Hello, Eric and Jewelers. This is Violet.
Hey, Violet. It's Mick.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good.
Good.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm trying to reply to Mickey, and I needed to speak with her.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you up, okay? One moment.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thank you. Good afternoon, Erickson Jewelers. This is Mickey.
Mickey, it's Mick.
Oh, Mick. How's it going?
What is with the attitude with everybody here?
Hey, I don't have an attitude. I was just on the other line, and then you rang right in, and I was like, all right, this is good. I'm just going to get all my things done today.
Oh, the way that your tone and inflection was like, I've got a big problem with you. And I'm like, wait, what the hell's going on here?
Totally not. You know what, like, mentally goes through my brain when somebody on the other line says this is Mick and I'm Mick? It makes me a little squirrely every time. So
okay, so
if you don't hear it in my voice every time, I'm mentally thinking it.
All right, so I need you to do me a favor and adjust that attitude really quickly, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, snap.
Before I was technically Mick, I was Mickey, okay? My name is Michael, but growing up from infancy, I was always Mickey. Well, when I hit junior high, two schools merged together. So we had two different schools, elementary schools, nobody knows anybody, and then we all go to junior high, and now we're all in one big school, right? There is another guy named Mickey, all right? Great guy, very, very, very nice guy. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
I had one of those mean girls in junior high that absolutely berated me of how dare you have that name when this person is Mickey. Like, I don't even know if I want to acknowledge you. And weirdly, because I couldn't have cared less about that person, weirdly it scarred me for life. So, like, I get very aggravated because, like, for literally for, like, 3 years I was tortured by this girl. Until I finally went.
You were in on the conversation of what to name you when you were born.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. And how about we had 17 Jessicas and 24 Jennifers and 72 Brians? Like, give me a break.
Right. Yeah.
So,
get off my back, man.
So I get very sensitive. So suck it up, Buttercup. We got the same name. Smile.
Roger. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right, so let's talk, and I am, everything I'm about to say, I'm putting a question mark behind, okay? Because I'm like,
okay.
I kind of know what you're talking about, I kind of don't know what you're talking about, as far as that half-carat pair of studs. So I go into my system, and I see that there was on November 20th, a pair of studs, I can give you the product ID, that was P219631. They came back. So I looked at the memo, and that particular pair of studs was never reported as sold. They were just on memo. So they came back, and there's no credit to be had. I'm a teensy bit lost. Now I do see that there was a basically same quality, same everything, just different product ID number. There was a P185915 that was a replacement for stock, and currently you don't have any open invoices. So with that knowledge, what do you need me to do to make your books balance?
With that knowledge, not a lot, because on my one, I have noted that we already paid this.
Okay.
But this is the second time I've got the invoice, so I'm like, what's going on here? Okay. So on that one, I have, we already paid, check number, blah, blah, blah. So let me see. What else?
I have a feeling, because this happens more often than not, I have a feeling that you get a physical copy of the invoice, maybe, you know, when you've returned something, they kind of crisscross each other in the mail.
Okay. Yep.
So all of a sudden, you're getting this quote-unquote bill because we haven't seen, you know, or like the invoice. And sometimes when you're dealing with the same product that has two different product numbers, I can see where that would get confusing. It's the same damn product. Why don't you have the same number for it?
I know. Honestly, when I was looking back, I was like, wait, so are those that pair, or is this it? Like, so I had to look in the Edge, too, to see, like, what went where and what, like, you know, because a lot of the things we've been getting are, like, the same recently, and I'm like, Okay. Okay, so I have, they're paid off already. Okay, so that was a huge thing, because it was like, what? I don't have these bills. Why are they coming? I don't, like, whatever. I thought we already paid these.
You did. You have zero balance, and traditionally, I'm not saying that we've never made a mistake, but traditionally, if we wind up getting more product back than what you owe, let's say it that way, we don't like to offer, like, store credit, if you will, or company credit.
Yeah.
We will call you and go, hey, we have $500 worth of merchandise. I have nothing to trade this for. What do you need? Oh, just keep it on the books, and the next time we sell. Nope, that's not the way we do things, because it adds confusion. It adds a gray area.
Right. Yeah, we don't like that.
Nope. And I will tell you this, and I don't force inventory at you guys very often. There's actually two levels of a follow-up statement. Number one, I saw that there's a 70-point Rare and Forever that just sold. Christy let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yep, Sherry says she doesn't want to do any big purchases until, Colorado. And she's like, yeah, but this is part of her core. She literally has a good and a better, like a lower value, dollar value, a higher dollar value. I understand she doesn't want to buy a 2-carat right now, but certainly we'd be replacing a 70-pointer. And I went, good point. So I've got one held for you, but I wasn't going to send it until we spoke. So feel free to talk to Sherry and Dawn. It's $1,295. If she doesn't want it, I'm not forcing it at her, but that's kind of part of the reason that you have these is to, you know, once you sell it, you get a new one to replace that hole.
Right.
The second thought, and this I didn't have until I just started looking up your half carat pair of studs, double check your inventory. If you only have one pair of half carat studs in the best, I would definitely order another pair, and the reason I say that is you literally have sold 3 pair since September. So if you only have one pair, odds are you're going to sell one at 11 o'clock in the morning one day, and someone at 3 is going to want a half carat set of studs, and you're just not going to have them.
Right. Okay. Yeah, back on the stud game, you said on the invoice that it shows, like, the breakdown of the 10% off.
Yep.
So on this last invoice that I just got, it's for the half carat, and it shows $5.25, and then it just, like, price, and then net price, and then subtotal, it's all the same. So
yep.
Was that one supposed to be...
Is that invoice I246356?
Yep.
Thank you for catching that. We had a small glitch that I've been told anytime it comes up to let them know. So that I'll get that corrected. So we're going to get you a credit for, what, $52.50? So they thought they had covered everything. They thought they fixed everything, but clearly that one didn't get fixed. So I'll let them know.
Okay. I honestly don't even look half the time because I just like I pay it.
On my end, it's automated, so I don't even look at it. And then we saw the glitch, and then all of a sudden they started combing through everything and went, oops. So luckily it was just for a short period of time, and we thought we corrected everything. So thank you for bringing this one to my attention. I'll get it taken care of.
Okay. That was pretty much it with the invoices. Everything's all good if you don't have a bill. But I will talk to Sherry about the 70 and the duplicates of studs. Some point today, and then I'll just message you what she says from there.
No problem. I couldn't care less about the studs, but three pairs sold in 2 months, like, it seems like a no-brainer to me to have a second pair on hand, but you guys do what you want. I'm just bringing it to your attention. You can just email me, and I can always take that one. I've got the 70-pointer. It's a JVS2, it's really pretty, actually. I've got that one temporarily on memo for you in case, so I didn't lose it, because it's the only, if we don't take that one, then the only thing I have in 70-pointers are I1s, and I know that Sherry isn't a big fan of I1.
Yeah, they're not that great.
In the Rare and Forever, they really are, and I'm not being
fucking...
They can be. The way to look at Rare and Forever typically is if it says SI2, it probably looks like a GIA SI1. If it says I1, it looks like a GIA version of an SI2. So it always just looks a little bit better. Like, we keep the tables clean. I mean, everything about them we're very meticulous about.
Yeah.
So, but
all right. Well, okay. I will talk to her when she frees up, and then we will go from there.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Vicki. Bye.
Bye.